Finally, game week.
Yes.
And now we're up to the point where, okay, let's just see if we can, everybody can get through negative this week and play the game. It doesn't mean you're out of the woods yet.
Yeah, that's a factor that I think we kind of we know about, but we continually kind of put aside because you've never dealt with something like that before. It's always injuries, but now we have a whole nother layer of, can we pass this through? And it's like, I tell you what, at least from the outside, the discipline that apparently Penn State in particular seems to have with their program bodes well, and with the way James Franklin and the staff are handling things in that regard.
Yeah. So credit where credit's due there, because I know they had, 1,300 plus tests last week. This is the last announcement they made, and they had the student athletes had three total in that. All right. So, Frank, it's finally game week. So I want to get to Indiana first because I know they did some press work today. To me, Frank, this is the best Indiana team we've seen in a while. I'm not saying they're great, a national championship contender or anything like that, but I think they're really good. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I think they're probably similar, more confident, even a little better equipped than last year. And look at what they did last year. I mean, it was a life and death struggle at the end for Penn State.
Right.
And, you're switching out talented quarterbacks, but you got another one to deal with, the same running back, the same talented receivers. I think they might be, my guess is a little more dangerous offensively. And how are you going to handle that with a lot of new parts on defense? I really think it could be, especially with the way college football's gone, could be a really open back and forth affair, so to speak, especially to start this game, because defenses seem to be, they're really at a tough point. They haven't tackled really anybody else in 10 months.
Yeah.
So they're behind eight ball a little bit, so for me, if I'm a Penn State fan, I'm looking at really what is going to carry Penn State through all these uncertainties of opening day. And to me, that's the offensive line. That's the running backs. That's Sean Clifford's experience.
Well, there's another element too. Normally you have that game at the beginning, in Penn State, most teams do this where you have more talent than the other guy. So you can make 10, 20, 25 mistakes in the game. And because of your talent, you can get through it and you have great teaching points on video. You have to come out of the gate and play somebody right away. And I think that's played a role in this college football season, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. I think you're Penn State, you've had so long to wait. It almost doesn't matter who you play. It's almost better to get going right away, right? It's been delayed so long.
Yeah.
And, sometimes the opening game can maybe doesn't always get your attention as much as it should, Appalachian State, and doesn't come always out the way you think it should. So maybe it's good they know what they're dealing with Indiana. And Indiana's going to have the same unknowing situation that Penn State does, too. It's like we're always talking about what Penn State has to deal with, but Indiana's got a handful of what they got to deal with as well. So I think it's good. I think it's good that you get going. We're just excited. I think most people are excited to get a season going. Let's not wait around, right? Get right to it.
Yeah, it's week 8 of the college football season, and it's week 1 for the Big Ten. So I think a lot of people just feel good that they're going to get a chance to see some Big Ten football. How about that?
Absolutely.
Week 8,
yeah,
week
Pitt's
1.
Pitt's played like 6 games already, right? Or 5 or 6.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. That's what they've done to this point. So what area of the football team, in your opinion, needs to be improved that could make a difference, that could be a swing that swings at Penn State's way for a season?
Well, yeah, I think it's obvious their receivers are number one.
Yep.
There's not a lot of known coming back there, especially beyond John Dotson. What is there? You have some guys that you're looking to, but it's two guys, a couple of guys who have been on the team but haven't had starring roles at all, and then you have the freshmen coming in. So Sean Clifford needs to develop that relationship, and you need to find a couple guys you really trust quickly. So that's the biggest thing to me. And then on the other side of the ball would be the pass rush, which technically was there last year, mm-hmm. but it wasn't me as consistent as it needed to be. And to me, that had a big role in their struggles with pass defense. And now you have probably one of your more experienced areas on the team is the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to see those guys step up, but the pass rush has to be not just a load of sacks a couple of weeks. You got to have consistent pressure. And we've heard about these new pass rushers for quite a while now. So let's see what Jason Owe and Adisa Isaac and a new and improved Shaka Toney do from 1 week to the next, right?
Yeah, you have a lot of contact, obviously, with readers along the way. What are the questions they're asking you?
Well, I think it's always the offense, because I think that's way more easily visible for fans, you know.
Sure.
With Sean Clifford, you know, Sean Clifford, is he an elite quarterback? He's a good quarterback already. Is he an elite quarterback? And I think there's a lot of intrigue on what Penn State's new offensive coordinator, who happens to be from York County,
mm-hmm.
Will be able to do as far as helping Sean go to the next level. You know, that's a big talking point, I think, for fans. And just be able to, can you beat Ohio State? You know, and that's part of this strange season. You know, Penn State never has that type of a game that early in the year, typically. But that's the thing. I mean, we could talk about all the great games, and they have been great games that Penn State and Ohio State have played, but how many times has Penn State won? And that's
right.
Close or not, you know, only twice, I think, in Beaver Stadium and since 05.
Mm-hmm.
And so close or not, that's the marking point, you know. Made even more so when you have the former Penn State commit as the quarterback, and Julian Fleming is one of his targets coming up. You know?
Right. No, there's no doubt. But they've got Indiana first along the way. When we were out there 2 years ago, Michael Penix got into the game. I liked him. What do you think about the left-hander running the show for them? Because it's his baby. There's no Peyton Ramsey now. He's at Northwestern.
He has so much potential.
Yes.
So much talked about. And yet, Peyton Ramsey ended up being the guy to rescue them, was actually the consistent guy, the guy that kind of, you know, no one talked about, that always, you always thought, wow, he's better than I figured at the end of the day. So now you have the guy who's really hyped up, but he's got to, one, stay healthy. He's got to, you know, he started off well last year, but I'm not sure he really beat a really good team.
Right.
So I think you're going to see a lot of flashes on Saturday from this kid. I'll be interested to see how it works out for four quarters, how Penn State's defense can adjust as the game goes on. I mean, we haven't seen a full effort from Michael yet against Penn State, so I'm intrigued by you know, just his pocket presence, how that will be, how Penn State's rush will handle him. I don't know if he's quite as much, I mean, he's athletic. I'm not sure how much of a runner he will be, but that'll be interesting to see how Penn State defense and their new linebackers handle this guy.
Under the category of the unknown, normally when you go to Indiana, with all due respect, they usually get about 37,000 fans there, usually. And it's normally, especially if it's a noon game, this will be a 3:30 game, a, quote, sleepy atmosphere. I think that's a fair assessment of all the times you and I have gone there.
Mm-hmm.
This is under the category of the unknown. No fans. What do you think that the factor of trying to generate your own juice is going to mean?
You know, that's something we don't know what it'll be like. I don't think it's going, from my personal opinion, I don't think it's going to have a whole lot of effect for Penn State in Indiana. Partially they're on the road, partially because mm-hmm. it's not a real loud environment anyway.
Right.
I mean, the big question to me, which will be completely unanswerable, it would be what it's going to be like in week two at home.
Yeah,
but
I know.
For Indiana, I don't think it's going to be a big issue for Penn State. I mean, I think these guys are so psyched to play
mm-hmm.
That I don't think they're going to have problems with the energy. It'll be, you know, the one thing we saw that was a little rough for, say, Sean Clifford last year is how he started beginnings of games. He was too fired up, it almost seemed like, too jacked up. So that'll be one thing. Fans or not, road game or not, how will Sean come out the beginning of a game? I expect a more mature quarterback, a guy who's a little more comfortable with things.
It's interesting because I was on the Ohio State Radio Network Saturday, and they asked about, obviously, about the atmosphere for that, you know, being the home opener. And I said, if it makes you feel any better, Jack Ham and I will wear a wipe. All right, so.
There you go. That's going to help. At least two of you, right?
Yeah, that's right. There'll be two of us up there. So what the heck? We'll go that route. Frank, it is always a pleasure. Great to hear you. Thanks so much for being with us today, as always.
Oh, my pleasure. All the best this week, and good trip out and everything, and stay safe.
Thanks so much, Frank. Appreciate that. Appreciate you.
Yeah, take care.